Thank you. Mr. President, first let me thank you for organizing this debate and our panelists for their contributions. The United Kingdom aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union and would like to add a few words setting out our national position on fissile material. The United Kingdom has had a moratorium on the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices since 1995. In 1998, we were the first nuclear weapon state to declare the total size of our fissile material stocks and voluntarily place all fissile material no longer required for defense purposes under international safeguards, where, to this day, it continues to be liable to inspection by the IAEA. Since then, all enrichment and reprocessing in the UK has been conducted under international safeguards. Our commitment to begin negotiations within the Conference on Disarmament of an FMCT is clear. In 2016, we submitted a draft proposal for a programme of work and an associated working group where we supported the provision for FMCT issues to be included. We supported the creation of the five subsidiary bodies in 2018, and we took an active role in the two series of consensus-based expert meetings chaired by Canada to deepen the dialogue on an FMCT. During our 2019 CD presidency, we tabled a draft decision that would have taken forward this work and helped move the CD closer to developing and negotiating mandates on its four core agenda items. And we will continue our efforts to get the Conference on Disarmament back to work. Mr. President, we continue to support the immediate commencement of negotiations of an FMCT in this conference, and will work actively with other states to explore ways of moving forward. This includes working with the P5 through the P5 process, chaired by the UK up until the 2020 NPT review conference. As several delegations have already noted in the discussion so far, as part of our programme of work for this year, the P5 will hold expert-level FMCT discussions. I thank you, Mr. President.